Radio. It is time right now to bring in Pat Pagano, and I'm going to yell at Pat again because it didn't get above 50 degrees yesterday, Pat.
That's just, you know, it's really tough.
It is tough. You know what? It's really tough when you have to wait till 9 o'clock at night for the temperature to get above 50 degrees.
Yeah, it reached like 61 at 5 o'clock when I was coming out of yoga class. So it was cool here too, but you know what? It still beats 30s.
Oh, it beats 30s, and at least it wasn't raining, even though it felt like it was going to rain, but it wasn't raining.
Right, that's correct. And now today it's kind of muggy. It'll be cloudy and windy with showers. Look, 70 to 75, so you shouldn't have any problem with today. Tonight, rain, wind, thunderstorm, 60 for the low. For tomorrow, 70 again with rain and showers and windy. Easter Sunday, variably cloudy with these scattered showers, even some sun, but it's in the mid-60s. And partly cloudy with more showers Monday, 70 to 75. So look, from today right through Monday, temperatures never go back into the 50s. They stay in the 60s to 70s.
Well, I would hope so. You know, I mean, every time we expect temperatures in the 60s during the day, it seems like we don't get them lately.
No. But you saw what happened. It warmed up last night.
Yeah, it did.
So that should have happened during the day yesterday. Instead, it was delayed. Yeah. From today right...
Uh-oh, I pushed the wrong button here. Don't worry about it.
You sure did.
It was rebroadcasting what we were saying.
Oh, yeah, it was. So that was the problem. Everything was delayed. And I tell you over and over again, if there is one parameter in meteorology that we will never get, it's timing. Mm-hmm. Timing will always be, to use the pun, up in the air.
Up in the air.
Yes.
Timing.
Get it?
Yeah. Yes.
Timing always up in the air. So my whole itinerary for Easter Sunday was actually made more complicated yesterday.
Oh, no. How?
Because I found out, I thought that the dinner reservations were around 3. And I was hoping that maybe they could move them up to 2. And I found out yesterday that the dinner reservations are 4:15. The restaurant opens at 4. So... I'm just going to have to move things around. I think I'm going to have to go to my nephew's first, then go to dinner, then head to my sister's, and then back home.
Wow.
Yeah, and then work Monday. So, you know,
if your forecast
is late on Monday, you'll know why.
You're going to be in a bad mood on Monday.
I'm not going to be in a good mood, that's for sure.
That's a way of saying you're going to be in a bad mood without saying you're going to be in a bad mood. Well, all I can say is Mike Causey missed another morning this morning.
Oh yeah, I was wondering why you were so early. Why was that?
It couldn't have been any thunderstorms because there was no thunderstorms in New Jersey today.
There was absolutely none.
So I mean, unless a plague of locusts came by and destroyed his internet connection or whatever.
How about he just plain overslept and doesn't want to face it?
Well, but he's used that excuse too many times now. He can't use that anymore.
Oh.
He can't use that excuse anymore. And I think he's angling for a new contract.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's just angling for a new contract. And now... with Easter Sunday coming up,
right?
What are the chances that he'll miss? Is there a special day for Monday? It's not Maundy Monday, right?
No.
So that's right. It's Good Friday, right?
Right.
And then Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. Monday is Earth Day.
He's not a green guy.
Right.
He better not take Monday off. if it's for the environment, he hates it.
I would ask him if he maybe had a date with what's his name, the golfer.
Tiger Woods. I don't think so.
Tiger Woods.
I think what it is he's angling for a raise.
From you or his school?
from us. If he's angling it from us, he's angling in the wrong pool.
Yeah, really.
It's not happening here. Oh, well, what the heck.
Well, anyhow, so much for that.
So, you know, guess who I'm interviewing next hour?
No idea.
Do you remember the name Steve Katz?
I sure do.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Blood, Sweat. They were, do you know what? When you interview him, you have to tell him that your meteorologist says that they are one of the best bands ever. And I don't think there'll ever be another Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
No, he's a founding member of that. He lives in Kent, Connecticut.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you tell Steve, you know, forget it. They were one of my favorite groups. And even today, when I listen to their music, I laugh because I say, how can you compare this to today's music? There's no comparison.
Well, the whole thing about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I first found out about them. I became friends with a guy by the name of Barry Lound. We're still friends to this day. And he was in a band called Patrude Hill, who, as I was a midnight disc jockey, okay? So I used to follow bands all around when I was on the weekends. And I became very friendly with them. And they were a band that had a horn section that was outstanding, and they were all big, you know, big fans of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And Blood, Sweat, and Tears came to the Ulster County Community College. Oh gosh, I forget how it was. Anyways, it's when I lived in Kingston, and the thing I remember most about that concert is that the girl I ended up going out with,
yeah,
looked exactly like Helen Reddy.
Really?
Not Helen Reddy now. Helen Reddy back then. Yeah. Looked exactly like Helen Reddy.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, when you think about it, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Chicago, again, up there as some of the best bands. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. The Doobie Brothers. There were some great, 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 great bands. But as far as I'm concerned, Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chicago, top two. And you could tell them I said that. I don't care what anyone says. There'll never be groups like those two again.
Yeah, no, you're true. They were really, really good.
You made me so very happy.
Spinning Wheel, What Goes Up Must Come Down.
Great tunes. You'll get a kick out of this. Yesterday, while I was just kind of fuddling around, you know, all my work was done, I was waiting to go to yoga, and I said, you know, there's one thing in my life that I will always remember, I will never forget as a teenager, and I wonder if I could find this. I went as a teenager in Brooklyn to Murray the K's rock and roll shows. I went to every single one. I never missed one. To me, I still think that's what inspired me to do video and do movies. It just caught me the way he had this whole thing planned out. So I went online to see if I could buy one of the albums.
Oh, sure.
Live from Murray the K. Oh, and I found one.
Yeah.
I found one on Amazon. I ordered it, and it came yesterday. And it's in excellent condition. It's a 78, you know, it's an album.
Yeah.
I have that machine that I can put the records on and throw in a CD and transfer it over the CD, and I'm going to do that so I can listen in my car. Now, that was the other thing I had to tell you. Most cars, 2019, do not have CD players anymore, but the Nissan does, and it came with a CD player. So I will be able to listen to that. And then I said, well, I was real excited about that. And as I'm going to yoga, I'm listening to Sirius.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, I'm listening to 60s on 6.
Yeah.
And they're talking about their contest with Cher. If you win, you will go to see her show. First row, get a chance to meet her behind stage. And you will also go to her concert in Brooklyn in December. And I'm saying, isn't that great? But, you know, I introduced Cher way back at the Jones Beach Theater many years ago. So I don't think you're going to get too much better than that, having the privilege to introduce Cher. However, then he turns around and he goes, and for all you Cher fans, now turn to Channel 4. We now have a Cher station.
Oh, no.
So I turn it on, Marshall, and guess what?
What?
I look at it and I say to myself, this is wrong. I see, you know, it's telling me what it says, Cher, Al Jolson medley. And I'm saying, they got something mixed up. There's Cher singing an array of Al Jolson songs. Never heard it in my life. I was in Fifth Heaven, so that made my day yesterday.
Well, I'm glad that you got your piece. Now you can share. You can go to Cher whenever you want.
That's right. And that's great because I used to take, you know, the different CDs in the car and listen to them. But now, you know, it's 24/7. And I am just delighted because if anything's going to make my trip or voyage back to the jungle this weekend, which is Long Island, that's going to do it. At least I'll be able to listen to Cher to and from.
But with me, I see, I still like the original Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I still like the original Sonny and Cher.
But she's changed a lot.
I was devastated when they split up and the show went off the air. Their show was so good.
You know what he left her with when he split up? He left her with a car and nothing else. She was flat, busted, broke.
Well, I don't think he had anything else either. I don't think he had that much either.
I don't know. That's not what the show led you to believe.
Really? Yeah. Well, she ended up making far more than him.
And look who has become an icon. Yeah. Really. Yep. So anyhow.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
I want you to have a happy Easter. I mean, a happy Easter.
I'll have a happy Easter. You got to have a happy Easter. And don't treat me too roughly on Monday when you're in a bad mood.
Listen, I won't be like Mike. I'll show up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Pat. Take care. Happy Easter.
You too.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.